This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
His facts are true because he searches Google. It's Did You Know with intern Kevin. Yes! Yay! Love it, yes!
Broadcasting from the Disneyland Resort in front of It's a Small World, it is time for an all-Disneyland edition of Did You Know with intern Kevin. And if you enjoy Kevin's facts today, we do it every single Wednesday morning at 7:40. But this is a special Disneyland edition with Did You Know with intern Kevin. Good morning, intern Kevin.
Good morning.
What was that?
It was my Mickey Mouse impression.
That was terrible.
Never ever do that again.
Wow. You guys are
all
not
of that
magical
was a bad idea.
All.
It was a bad idea.
All right, let's just get to the facts, intern Kevin. It's Did You Know with intern Kevin.
Did you know all the plants in Tomorrowland are edible? The visionary landscaping could double as a potential farm projecting an ecological absolute future where humanity makes the most of its resources.
So what do you think in Tomorrowland is the tastiest plant?
I think the ferns.
Okay. Okay.
Why do you think that?
Ferns get me.
Yeah. What is your favorite edible fern?
There's only one type of fern.
No, there's...
Is it a firm?
Now you're calling it a firm.
Fern.
Yeah.
Okay. Redwood fern. I don't know.
A redwood fern.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
You think there are redwood firms in Tomorrowland?
Yes.
And you can eat them?
Yes.
Okay. I mean, tell them that prove there aren't.
That's a great point.
Yeah. Dummy.
Oh, okay.
Oh, wow. All right. It's an all Disneyland edition of Did You Know with intern Kevin.
Did you know in 1995, a year after I was born, a time capsule was buried under Sleeping Beauty's castle, and there is a plaque that almost nobody notices on the ground marking it. It's meant to open on July 17th, 2035, which is Disneyland's 80th anniversary.
Huh. Wow.
So how many years is that from now, Kevin?
2018, that is 18 years. 17 years.
Okay.
Do you think it's a coincidence?
Quite a dramatic pause.
17 years. Am
okay.
I right?
Do you think it was, I don't know. Do you think it was a coincidence that it was done a year after you were born?
Yes. They did it for me.
I am going to guess that at one point in your life, you have buried what you're calling a time capsule.
I've buried one before, yeah.
Okay, what was in it?
Don't remember. It was in third grade. We had to pick something cherishable to us.
But you don't remember, okay?
No. Something that is cherished to us.
Right. I know what the word means.
Why'd you say that I don't like it?
Did you think it was a redwood fern?
No, it's redwood fern.
So you can't remember any of the things you put in your time capsule.
Okay.
Despite the fact that it was a cherished baby picture.
A baby picture of myself.
You cherished a baby picture of yourself.
I mean, I am missing one from my album, and I'm the only one that has access.
How often
to it.
Do you go through your baby picture album?
Every so often. It makes me feel adorable.
Where are you keeping your album?
Under my bed. Where else do you keep it?
On a shelf or something.
Okay, why? People can look at it.
I have so many additional questions that we do not have time to cover on this segment. All right, so last one. It's the all Disneyland edition of Did You Know with intern Kevin.
Did you know Disneyland cast members are not allowed to make one finger gestures when in front of visitors? This is to avoid accidental offending of some cultures who would find one finger gesturing rude or insulting.
You know, when I'm here, in the same way that if you go to a different country, sometimes you start adopting their accent a tiny bit, even if you're like on vacation. When I am here, I start adopting the two finger point for some reason.
Which countries have you been to when you've been adopting?
And you know I've never been to another country because you know I don't have a passport.
Kevin,
pick me.
What country do you think gets offended by a one finger point?
Easy.
Doesn't seem so easy now.
Inside countries.
Uh-huh.
East side of the world.
East of the world.
I would say Asians, it's very disrespectful to point.
An Asian, why is that?
It's degrading.
It's degrading?
Wow. Usually you're pointing with one finger is to a pet. So if they're pointing to you, they're practically calling you a pet.
You know what?
Really?
I'm going to say
very disrespectful.
That's plausible. Reasonable, but because it's you, I can't tell if you're just making that up.
It's because you said redwood
culture.
Fir. That's why.
My tongue gets twisted.
We know. By the way, if you like Did You Know and hearing it for the first time, we do it every Wednesday at 7:40. You should check it out because Kevin's bursting at the seams with facts.
Well, yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.